Hello, I'm Giselle Gamby, host of the Intuitive Pool podcast and business and life coach. My coaching business has consistently brought in $500,000 in revenue for the past 10 years, not from any external strategy, but from being the intuitive entrepreneur. Having worked strategy first, as most people do with little results, I know that authenticity is profitable, and the deeper you go, the greater your wealth always. And so this podcast is here for you if you desire more, deserve more, and are called into more in relation to your wellness and purpose, business and career, finances, relationships, and health. If you're stuck, feel like you've lost your mojo, and equally if you're doing really well, but you know that you and your life could be so much bigger, so much more purposeful, and so much more impactful. Join myself and my guests as we explore 2024's theme, Untapped Abundance. I love creating ripples, and so here's to creating even more ripples this year for this wonderful Intuitive Pool community. The reason why I wanted to record this episode today is a piece of writing that I did yesterday morning, and it's pretty special. And if this writing is for you, I feel like it will create some magic for you. So here we go. It's themed, "It's Time to Stand Tall." It's time to stand tall, to no longer hide, to no longer resist showing who you are, to no longer stand in the shadows showing only half your face. This is a new era of your sacred leadership. An era where you own all of who you are and who you are becoming. Because this is a time of rebirth. A time where you honor who you have become and who you are already. And a time where you know there is more. An expansion that seeks you is of the quantum kind. Because this is a time of rebirth. A new era of your sacred leadership. A time where you say goodbye to a version of you that has loved you, but equally kept you constrained and contained. A time to let go and let in. A time to desire, to have hunger once again. And to be creatively graced by agency. And then to hand it over and surrender and allow love to work her magic. And bring you the unimaginably good. To desire without a sense of calling is fueled by an absence of wholeness and an identification with lack. I'll say that again. To desire without a sense of calling is fueled by an absence of wholeness and an identification with lack. Life becomes driven by the small separate self, and the purpose of meeting our divinity is missed. To surrender to an orientation of calling without a sense of desire is to dehumanize our lived experience of God manifesting through our individual and authentic selves. Our lives are surrendered and absent of agency, and thus the point of being human is missed. But to live from both desire and calling is an orientation that speaks to the whole of us. It's a fusion of the infinite and the mortal, signifying destiny, leadership, creation, evolution, contribution, generational remedy, and legacy. It's time to stand tall. to no longer burrow your face in shyness. Apology, timidness. To no longer give precedence to all the other priorities and responsibilities. To no longer have distance between who you are now and who you are becoming. Because when you don't give expression to the bigger vision that asks you to be its custodian, this is when boredom visits. And with boredom comes distraction and drama of all kinds. It's time to become, to see, to seize, to claim, and to execute. Because for those who have done the work, who have emotional, spiritual, and professional maturity, this is a time of harvest. And in this time of harvest, success is not measured by how many years you have left, but by the ripples of impact you've created. Let that peace be an activation, an energetic transmission, and if it provokes you and calls you into looking into the Sacred Leaders program that starts on the 1st of May, make sure you go to the show notes, which will take you to the website, and you'll see everything you need to know about the Sacred Leaders program, which I'm super excited to facilitate. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.